For Alabama native Willie Leroy Elliott Jr., recycling is more than just good for the environment. It's good for his art.
I can be fishing, and if I find a certain object, I say, oh, boy, that goes in my scheme of things, you know. That's the way I do it. I automatically got something up here that senses it out, that maybe later on down the road, I see another part that fit that one, so I save it, you know. If you can use parts, you know, that you find in the street that would ordinarily go into the garbage container and make it decent for someone's home, I'd say go for it, you know.
When Elliot was a young boy, he watched his granddad run the machine he used to plant his fields in corn. He remembered the different mixture of attachments called hybrids that his granddad added on to help get the job done. It was a memory that stayed with him for a long time and served as his inspiration for Hybrid Bird.
You know, as you read the papers and you find out the guys in the laboratory where they are crossbreeding one thing from another, tomatoes with flounder genes and stuff like that. So, you know, it just gave me an idea of maybe one of these days they might go in the laboratory and they'll put genes together, and it might not come out exactly the way they wanted to come out. So that's why I had a crossbreed between an elephant and a bird.
The years Elliot spent up north working in Michigan machine shops, learning skills like pipe fitting, hydraulics, and powder coating, prepared him to work with the types of materials he enjoys incorporating into his art.
The most exciting part to me about it is, how am I going to put it in a scheme of color? You know, I love color, you know, regardless of whether the material is rusted or what. And I pick it up, I know how to fade the rust out and put paint over where you won't see it no more. I guess I'm somewhat of a laboratory man myself, you know.